Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with a big story of the day.
Alfred and I are coaching up.
What's going on with Zach? What's going on with the time deal? It's just.
I don't know.
What's that? That's a little freaky to me.
I don't
like to see digital time start to move like that. You know,
we may go back in time. Yeah, I know. That does look weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Should I turn it around?
Don't point it towards me.
No, I'm gonna turn it around. Hey, you know I can't do it.
Oh, my Drake is still playing.
God's plan. Really, 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 God's plan.
You going to go to the concert, man?
No, but I do want to get tickets for my kids.
You act like you're not a fan, but I know you're a Drake fan.
Well, I mean, you hear songs enough, and you sort of, you know, I don't know. I think I'm gonna get tickets for my two boys. They freaking love Drake.
Oh,
holy
really? Both,
cow.
Both of them. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
My younger one especially, but my older one really likes Drake too.
Oh, that's
which
cool.
Is funny because my older guy is
classical music and
not classical music, but he's more into Ed Sheeran.
Isn't he a tenor?
He's a tenor. Yeah, that's like the lead singer guy, right?
Yeah, I mean he's a tenor.
Yeah. He's like Ed Sheeran.
He's an acapellist, right?
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to brag too much, but dude can sing. Dude's got pipes.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard him.
But, like, he likes Ed Sheeran, but he also likes Drake. Who doesn't like Drake? God's plan. He's a really, 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 really. God's plan. I did it for my mama. My daddy told him. My daddy. God's plan.
I haven't been to a concert in the summer here in a long time, but I keep on getting these like after people come and leave, I get these, you know, like I get, you know, people saying, oh my goodness, the concert the other night was great. I'm like, what concert? We got to do a better job of listing the concerts on our website, Big Sexy.
Big Sexy. Why don't you take care of all of that?
Why don't we have a list of concerts?
Why don't we have a concert
town?
Calendar every 15 minutes?
Exactly.
We break in. It's time for the fan concert calendar.
Speaking of, we should do our own concert. Bring our own favorite artists.
I was thinking that. I heard like another radio station was like, "It's this radio station's concert." I'm like, we could do that.
No doubt about it.
We just, you know, go to Fiddler's, rent it out, and just bring whoever we want in there.
I know. It sounds like a good plan to me.
What would be our headliners?
Toby Keith.
And I'd pick out like REO Speedwagon. Here, we go back and forth. Let's pick five bands.
Okay.
So Toby Keith, first of all, and then REO Speedwagon.
Drake. No, I can't get Drake. I can't, but maybe Jay-Z.
You can get Jay-Z.
Because he's dropping a new album.
All right. Then I will take Spyro Gyra, and we will... We're going to make it interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, then in that case, then I'll take, how about a little, oh, that's good. Cyndi Lauper.
Cool. And then I'll pick Five Finger Death Punch.
And then maybe for the headliner, we'll go the Eagles.
Coming live to Fiddler's, Big Al and D-Mac present Smashapalooza. Featuring Cyndi Lauper.
Girls just want to have fun.
And Five Finger Death Punch.
Featuring the Eagles.
Mm.
Take it easy.
And Spyro Gyra.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Plus, special guest, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
and featuring Drake.
God's plan. God's plan. Really, really, really.
Oh, man.
God's plan.
There you go. I listen to our boy Dan Jacobs, who I really like. He's our pal. Dan. You don't come on the radio station and just say, I don't like music. Nobody
really?
Dan's whole take is he doesn't like music.
Oh, you know why? Probably because when he was a producer here.
No. That's just one of his things.
I'm just saying, trust me with this. I was with Dan when we were over.
Go ahead. Try to justify how a human being doesn't like music.
So many arguments on different shows about who controls the music.
Oh, those silly things.
Oh, man.
Theory
Smith wanted
like
to control
music.
His music,
who?
Man.
Theory?
Theory had to control the music. Scott and I were like, you know, I'm like, whatever you want to play, Scott. And then after a while, I just don't even, you know, whatever the music is, I just kind of like, you know, it's the music. It's the music that's playing, and I just learn to like whatever that I'm listening to.
My boy is like, you know, what is this? It's like a Who song. It was like a, yeah, it was like that. Something like a huge Who song that everybody knows for a million years. And Dan's like, who is that? And he doesn't even know it's the Who. And he goes, yeah, well, you know, I don't like music. I'm like, Dan.
I've never heard that from anybody.
No, he's
like everybody likes some kind of music.
Yeah, Dan's dying on the I don't like music hill.
Yeah, I'm
is,
on this James Blake right now, man.
I like James Blake.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's talented. I mean, that.
I like James Blake.
I'd like to see him in concert.
Wait, isn't he a tennis player?
I'm talking about the actor.
Okay.
I'm talking about the musician.
God's plan.
Go ahead and buy your kids those tickets.
Yeah,
I got a request for the tickets. I told them no.
Huh?
I told my kids no.
Why?
Because, I mean, why are they asking me?
I don't know. It's just a nice little gift. It depends what kid. If it's your 26-year-old, he shouldn't be asking you.
Somebody just got a bunch of gifts here for graduating high school about a month ago.
Right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like it so much, go to SeatGeek. Get yourself some tickets.
Use your code.
My son goes, well, it's probably sold out. And I go, no, son. Nothing sold out. It's SeatGeek. There's a price for everything. I probably will. I'll probably get him a couple tickets each.
Each, huh?
Mm. Yeah. I got two kids. Can't go by yourself. I don't know. You think
they can go with each other.
Yeah, there's...
That wouldn't be cool? Yeah, they're not those kind of brothers?
No, unfortunately.
Did you ever go to concerts with your brother?
No, he was such a nerd. It was ridiculous.
Really? Yeah. You guys only separated by how many? 10 months?
11 months, yeah.
11 months?
But he is so rich now. It is.
I'm talking about when you were kids, you didn't go to concerts together?
No. He didn't like... He was right there with Dan Jacobs. He didn't like music.
Oh, my goodness.
Did he like music? I don't know if he liked it. He didn't care.
Can't tell a guy who was in the band you don't like music.
Oh, man, I was so into tunes.
I was so into my music, man.
I was in a band.
I know.
I went to concerts every chance I got.
I was in the marching band, dude.
Well, I was,
I mean,
too.
The marching band.
Quit
I
that.
Was in the marching band in Houston.
Well, right. I was in the marching band.
We were playing Rick James. I can see a kid up on my saxophone.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, man. Love the band.
Yeah, I hated it.
Did you really?
Well, because it was terrible. And we were, it was
you
just
didn't play popular music?
Dude, it was so, I like playing in the band. Like, I was in the concert band. I was in the jazz band.
Oh, yeah.
I played trumpet, played piano, thought it was cool. But they had this stupid rule. Like, if I wanted to be in concert band, I had to be in the marching band.
Yeah, I was in both.
Yeah, well, you were cool. You had a cool school in a cool area.
Oh, if you were in marching band, you had more clout than playing
but
on football
way,
or basketball team.
How many
team.
Years were you in the marching band? One?
One.
Yeah, me too.
I only got to play in 1 year my high school coach told me after my freshman year that I couldn't be in the marching band because...
You were the nose tackle?
Right. I was going to be playing varsity football. So I had to pick between the band and football. That was the hardest decision that I've made. Up to that point, because band is what I did in middle school when the football coach told me I couldn't play football. So I went out for the football team. The guy looked at me and said, nah, we don't have a uniform for you. Went out next year. Nah, we don't have a uniform for you. Went out the last year. Nah, we don't have a uniform for you. So I did band for 3 years in middle school, and in my lone year of playing in high school, it was off the chain. Oh, man.
Did you play God's Plan?
We played a lot of hits back then.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking out the side of your neck. Dun, 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 Oh man, it was.
Sounds like fun.
I used to have so much fun, man. You kidding me?
Sounds like fun.
Who wasn't in the marching band? My wife was in the marching band.
It wasn't as cool as. It sounds cool in Texas and where you were. It was not as cool in Massachusetts.
Oh. Really quick.
I don't know what it's like here in Colorado.
Grambling State is actually coming to Boulder here in the next couple of years.
When?
I believe 2019.
I will be at that game.
Part of that agreement between Colorado and Grambling State was Grambling State is bringing the marching band and they are performing in halftime.
Oh my goodness, man. Oh, you talking about wonderful. When I was at the University of Colorado, we had a break before we played our national championship game my senior year. So it was about, maybe 12 of us, 12 guys took off from Boulder, Colorado, and we went down to Louisiana, and we went to the Bayou Classic. We went to the Bayou Classic while we were getting ready for the national championship game. And boy, you talking about, I had a great time, man. We stayed at Eric Bieniemy parents' house. We stopped in Houston. We stayed at my house for like a couple days and Knavis' house for a couple days. So we split up the people, and then we went to Eric Bieniemy's dad's house in New Orleans, man. You're talking about a blast. And we just drove all the way back in time to be ready for the flight and everything to go out to play the national championship game. It was unbelievable, man. Oh, that would be great to see Grambling here.
God's plan. Yeah, Dan, you know, lighten up there, pal. I don't like music. What's tonight? Like, what's happening in Colorado tonight? Like, if we were to get
concert?
Our music on tonight. My wife's actually working, so I can be a single guy tonight. I can go to a concert tonight.
Who's here?
Yeah, where am I going?
I there may be a great concert Friday night, probably at Red Rocks.
We've got Jared Neiman at the Grizzly Rose.
Who?
Jared.
Is that a country guy?
That is country.
No doubt. Dun, 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 dun. I want to be outside if I go somewhere.
Yeah.
Anything outside? Any outside venues?
Looking.
Okay. All right, man.
Not seeing any.
You watch soccer today?
Yes, I did.
I don't want to rip on soccer. You said you're a big soccer fan, so what happened?
I watched the first game.
What was that? Who's that play? Who played?
That was... Who was that?
There you go. Big soccer fan.
I didn't say I was a big soccer fan. I
said
I watched
it. You liked it.
Oh, I did watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in the car and I listened to the whole game as I drove around running errands today between Belgium and Brazil. Now, that game sounded amazing.
Is it over?
Oh, yeah.
Because it looks here like it's in the 70s.
In France earlier.
This says Belgium's leading Brazil 2-0 in the 73rd minute.
What?
I mean, did that game already, is this
Which game?
Website?
No, that game is done. Yeah, that's
wow,
done.
I got the world's worst website here, huh?
Yeah, your website is
what
not
is
that good.
What is wrong with my website? That's bad.
But, I mean, did you see Ronaldo's memes out there?
No. Why are they ripping on Ronaldo, my guy?
Have you seen him big sexy?
Why are they ripping on my guy?
It was Neymar. Did you see Neymar? It was Neymar, actually.
Of course I saw the Neymar ones. I didn't see the Ronaldo one.
That's what I meant. I meant Neymar.
No, I did not see the Neymar ones either.
You didn't see that one?
No.
Oh, my goodness,
why are we ripping on Neymar? He's my guy. Why are we ripping on my guy, Neymar?
Well, once you see him, then
Neymar!
Once you see him.
Plays for the Red Sox, Neymar!
Once you see him, dude, I mean, some of the...
Why? What did he do?
Oh, my goodness. He flopped like none other, man.
Oh, I mean, did see the video of like a bunch of 8-year-olds all flopping at the same time, that YouTube video. Did you see that?
That was...
Oh, that was pretty funny. So he's flopping. Neymar is a flopper. Neymar.
But
floppers.
That happened a couple days ago.
Flopper.
I mean, this guy is relentless.
Who's
with
he play for?
Brazil.
Oh, well, he's about to lose. Or he already
he's
did
done.
Lose. You lost. Belgium, man. The Red Devils.
Yeah. 42,000 people. Right, so 42,000 people at the stadium
today. Oh, is this
today.
A flop? You show me a flop right now?
I don't know if they're going to show it because it's not Fox. Fox has locked up all the rights to show anything that happens in the game. But
Who'd you watch earlier? France and who?
Uruguay.
Who won?
France.
Nice. Didn't roll over for Uruguay.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a lot of action going on in that game.
So now is France in the, what, semifinals?
Yeah.
Well, like, and Belgium is in the semifinals?
Yep.
All right. Trying to keep up here.
Why do you act like you're not watching?
Because I'm not.
You really don't care?
You know, if it's on and I'm not doing anything, sure.
Right.
I'll
I mean, what else were you doing today at 9 a.m.?
My kid had a baseball game.
Oh, 9 a.m.? 8 a.m.?
No, all the power. Did the power go off in your house earlier today?
I don't know.
Yeah, we lost all power at about 7:30. So then we figured out how to do groceries. You just King Supers, click list. You just order them online and just roll in there.
You just refuse to walk in a store.
It's awesome. So I if you haven't done this thing, and I'm sure I'm late to the party here. But
technology's wonderful, right?
It's unbelievable. My wife's sitting there, and I go, listen, why don't we – I'll pick up the groceries. Never mind us going grocery shopping together. She goes, okay, what do you want? I go, I want this, that, this, 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 and the other thing. She goes, okay, bup, 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 right? Then she throws some of her own things in there. I roll up there, and there's Rhonda. Rhonda's just waiting for me. She's actually helping somebody out. But there's Rhonda. And she's like, oh, what's your name? I tell her my name. She brings out the groceries. She throws them in the car. I'm out of there in 5 minutes. Yeah, he's faking things up like he's on the Dukes of Hazzard going over the crick. How many times you got to roll when you're tripped one time? You got to roll 9 times? Oh, that's kind of funny. Is this what you're talking about?
Oh, man.
Great radio.
By the way, did you hear Stephen A. mispronounce meme?
What do you call it? A mem?
A meme.
Meme.
Who else called it? Who else called it a meme?
I don't know.
Huh?
We're gonna have the worst radio show ever if we're just laughing at videos. I'm not saying.
Oh, I just found out Grambling State is not coming to Boulder.
Oh, well, thanks for the bad information, Big Sexy.
Yep, that's per Platy. There was an agreement from a couple of years ago that fell through.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Anything else all that's right. not going to happen you, that gets us all excited?
See, Neymar.
I got it. Dude, we can't do a radio show where we're just laughing at videos. I mean, I'm not saying they're not funny, but... We get in the dumbest conversations, Alfred.
Oh, my goodness, man. These soccer dudes, man. I mean, the referee almost called a couple of penalty cards on the... that's a good...
All right, stop. Turn it off, dude. You can't... I mean, it's funny hearing you laugh. I'm not going to lie, but...
All right, that's it for the memes.
Yeah, that's it for the memes.
Okay. Stephen A. doesn't know that's called meme. And who else is it? Who else was the other announcer who doesn't know how to call a meme a meme?
I don't know. Do you want to hear the guy get hit by the foul ball and have his computer destroyed?
Wait, do we have that?
Oh, we don't have that on.
So old. That was yesterday.
Oh, I know. Oh, we got this, though.
But these new memes.
Every time we think we have a clear favorite here in Russia, they seem to get themselves knocked out. Germany's World Cup ended here. Argentina's World Cup ended here. As will Brazil's, unless they can grab a goal and whatever is left on the referee's watcher. Is he going to blow for Voltaire? Right now he is! Belgium's golden generation moves on. They've beaten Brazil. They're going to play France in a World Cup semifinal.
Yes!
Today he creates a Hall of Fame meme.
Thank you, Jim Nance. One more time, Big Sexy.
Jim Nance.
Today he creates a Hall of Fame meme.
Hall of Fame meme.
That is black.
Hall of Fame.
Tell me that
meme.
Guy's not hip.
Hello, friends.
A Hall of Fame meme.
Hello, friends. Here's a Hall of Fame meme. Hello, friends. I'm Jim Nance.
I just absolutely love Fridays.
I'm the whitest person ever.
He creates a Hall of Fame meme.
When I look at myself, I can actually see through my own skin. I am Jim Nance.
Jim Nance. Did you like that broadcast team with him and Tony Romo?
Tony Romo is always really excited, Alfred, about the memes. No, I did not. I thought Tony.
I did not like that.
I thought Tony Romo sounded like an idiot.
I thought he stepped over his partner almost every game.
Yeah.
So, and some people liked it. Some people, you know.
I did not like it.
I did not like it either.
You know who I bet I would like is Jay Cutler, because he's kind of he's saucy.
But could you believe anything he was saying?
Sure. He's a smart guy. He's played quarterback in the league for a long time.
He just couldn't. He could tell you how to do it. He just couldn't do it.
Just, can you believe this is all happening?
Watch right here. It's going to be a fade.
He's
playing an outside technique. Yeah. It's got to be a fade.
And then
he converted it to a slant.
You see what he did there was a fade, and that was a slant.
He started him outside and broke it back in.
You know what? He's fading, and then he's slanting.
I can hear the check. This check is going to be a crossing route. Oh, it's a stop route. It's a stop route.
Now, that's when he stops, and he turns around, Jim, and says, hey, I'm open. Throw me the ball. It's a stop route. That's what he did.
By the way, it's
halftime.
We didn't get
to it. The clock is on zero, and they're going inside.
We didn't get to it yesterday, but he was on my list for one of the greatest undrafted free agents of all time.
Who's that? Tony Romo.
Tony Romo.
Yeah, he was good.
What'd you think?
He's a quitter, though.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
No heart.
Huh?
No heart.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No heart. Wanted the coolness of the broadcast booth more than winning a championship. Dun dun da da.
So you think that because he chose the broadcast route,
yep,
that makes him weak sauce?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
Huh.
Weak sauce.
It probably would have made Jay Cutler a lot more money to go do.
Jay Cutler ain't going to the Hall of Fame, by the way. Not even close.
No, I'm talking about the
Jay Cutler,
TV.
Jay Cutler, yeah. Listen, we were so lucky with Peyton Manning. We saw what a competitor is all about. We saw a dude that could have put his life on easy street. We saw a dude who didn't care that much about the money. He was about respect with the money, not all about the money, meaning he needed to make a certain amount.
Took one pay cut his whole life.
To be respected. Like, that did mean something to him, which was significant. But he wanted to win, Al. He wanted to win. Peyton Manning was burning to win more than any athlete I've ever seen, except maybe like a Michael Jordan. He wanted to win.
Same class of athletes.
Yeah, man. We were lucky. Tony Romo's total weak sauce. Totally soft. Just he was lucky to be there in the first place. And no.
Who's a better undrafted free agent? Tony Romo or James Harrison?
Well, Tony Romo, I guess.
Tony Romo or Rod Smith?
Rod should be in the Hall of Fame. So Rod Smith.
Okay, give you one that...
Because Tony Romo will never deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Tony Romo or Antonio Gates?
Antonio Gates.
Tony Romo or Wes Welker?
Antonio Gates is a...
Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, man, Tony Romo or Wes Welker?
Undrafted free agent.
Neither one of them's got a championship. I'll say Wes Welker.
Wes Welker has one, huh?
I don't think so.
Oh, did he not get one?
No, he dropped that pass, man.
Oh, that's right.
He dropped that pass.
Oh, right on the fingertips.
Yep. If he catches that ball, they win the Super Bowl.
Tony Romo or... No, of course not. I can't do that.
Who?
Undrafted free agents. You know, the greatest of all time is probably Kurt Warner.
Oh, my God, dude.
Warren Moon's an undrafted Hall of Famer.
Yeah, way better than Tony Romo. Did you know that Kurt Warner at one time was a grocery clerk?
He married Alice.
By the way, Jerome Bettis from Detroit.
Mm.
Yeah.
By the way.
Dropping that knowledge on you.
I'm giving you one more chance. Tony Romo or Arian Foster?
Tony Romo.
Really?
Foster got hurt too much.
Okay.
It was God's plan.
So I guess Tony Romo was really good, but not great.
Yeah, neither was Arian Foster. He had like two.
Arian Foster's not going to be a Hall of Famer.
No. Yeah.
But Antonio Gates will be.
Foster, though, is like a world-class vegan. You know, he's a cool dude.
James Harrison won't be a Hall of Famer.
Nah.
Right? Okay.
He had some good years, though.
Will Adam Vinatieri be in Hall of Famer?
He should be. It's hard
he's
to be.
He's undrafted as well.
Yeah, he should be a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
He's still playing this year, isn't he?
I think so.
It's like 43 years old or something.
See,
yeah, man,
right
if you
here.
Can miss a 50, if you can make anything from 55 yards and in, you can be in the NFL as a kicker. You don't need to make kicks.
60 yards.
No. No, because it's
they
too
just say, hey, we don't need to get to 6, we need to get to 55.
Right. But 55 is like pushing it to its absolute limit. So as long as you can kick a 55-yard field goal, and now with the kicking rules, as long as you get that ball near the end zone on the kickoffs, It's all. You can play forever. Morton Anderson.
As long as you can punt and kick off.
The key is, can you kick under pressure?
And we know Vinatieri can.
And we know he can. All right. Great show so far. Can't wait to see what the rest of it involves. I know Ronda Rousey will be checking in. Big Three's next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222, the phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 120-0716.
It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three, presented by Sam's Number 3 Diner and Bar.
Ronda Rousey, what do you think of Ronda Rousey, Alfred? You like her?
Well, I know she's an extreme athlete and
she was
a great competitor.
She was inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame. So, I guess she's done.
Because of you, I am the first woman standing up here accepting this incredible honor.
Yay! Yay!
May I be the first of many.
Eh.
I look around and think, together we built this. This division. This sport. This revolution. Together, we have redefined what it means to be strong, to be sexy. We changed what it means to fight like a girl.
Is that true?
I think that she helped redefine that idea of what competitive fighting is. I mean, she was rough and tough.
Name one other female fighter.
I don't know another one by name. I'm not a guy who sits and watches UFC. I mean, I watch because
of her. But how can you redefine like a whole thing if
because
you can't
name one other
person?
I've seen UFC styles of fighting since.
But her claim is that they redefined everything. And what I would say is,
I think because of the box office, I think that she has redefined.
No, what you did is you came along and you were a star. And then when you were gone, nobody cared all that much. Name two tennis players who are female.
The Williams sisters.
Fine. Can you name somebody besides the Williams sisters?
Sharapova.
There you go. It's a real, no offense, it's a real sport. It's a real sport.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not, female fighting is not, listen, wow. I'm barely hanging on to the male fighting in the UFC these days. I'm just bored to tears by UFC. I don't find it interesting, male or female. I think that's why, like, wrestling, believe it or not, I'm going to give wrestling some credit. They seem to be able to redefine who they are all the time with some storylines that people connect with. UFC, I think we've seen everything. What haven't we seen in the UFC?
What haven't we seen? You know what? That's a good question. We've seen megastars.
We've seen wrestlers.
We've seen Gracie.
MMA guys fight boxers
from the beginning, yeah.
We've seen women, you know, kick each other's teeth in.
We haven't seen Floyd Mayweather.
An undefeated guy. We've seen those guys, and they lose in the MMA.
We haven't seen Floyd Mayweather jump over to the MMA, and then we'll pay again.
Yeah, I think there's still room for probably an undefeated champion of MMA, but I think the sport's too hard to really, you know, have that long-term successful. I think Floyd was probably the closest we get. It's just not that interesting. And, you know, you thought when Tiger Woods came to golf, right, that you would see some sort of massive outpouring of minority players, Al, playing at a high level, right? Right?
Right.
Didn't happen. Sometimes there's just freaky athletes that just get everybody's attention, and it doesn't mean you've built something new. It's just that you're a crazy, freaky athlete. And that's what Ronda Rousey was. Then she lost to Holly Holm. Then Holm got her teeth kicked in by some woman we've never heard of. And then, bum, bum, ba-da, nobody cares. I don't care if I mispronounce her name. Nobody cares.
Three!
You said nobody. Her name is Holly Holm.
Whatever. Holly what Holm. I say?
Holm.
Somebody nobody's ever heard of.
All right. Okay.
What are you, my teenage kid? There you go. Hey, Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, should be a nugget. Let's make him a nugget.
Carmelo Anthony.
I'd like that. He didn't improve the team.
Signed his deal, opted in to his $27.9 million contract for the 2018-19 season. And now the Oklahoma City Thunder is working through scenarios to part ways with Carmelo Anthony because
pick him up here.
They can save as much as $100 million in cost savings. Now, what's great about the NBA is that it's a league that's still growing. But what's great also to us Nuggets fans is that for me a little bit, I'm okay with Carmelo Anthony and his struggles to find a home after what he did here in Denver. Something just doesn't
just
feel
ask
right.
The big question. Would you have him back here?
I do not want him here.
I would
not,
want him back
no,
here.
I do not
big
want
sexy.
Him here.
Would you want,
I do not want him
would
here.
You want Carmelo Anthony back here?
At this point, no. Maybe a couple years ago.
I would take a superstar here in a second.
He's not loved in three cities now.
I love Carmelo.
You do, but the city in general doesn't love what he did to us when he left to go to New York.
Did you do a survey recently? You don't think he would get a standing ovation? You don't think he would get a standing ovation by
four people? We got four people right here. Big Sexy, do you love Carmelo Anthony?
I love Carmelo Anthony.
Done.
Not
do I love him?
Do you want? Do you want him to be a Nugget?
He does not fit on this Nuggets team.
Sure, he does.
Kyle Berry, do you want Carmelo Anthony to be here? That's a no. Okay, now I'm going to say no. So you're outweighed.
I say yes.
3-1.
And I would be standing, applauding with 19,000 and change. On opening night, sold out, when Melo comes back.
No, thank you, bro.
He would be so unbelievably popular if he came back
here. No, thank you, bro. You know, and wherever he ends up.
You're just a hater, man.
Listen, there are going to be three cities
what role
where
do you
he's going to be booed.
All right.
Maybe the loudest booed.
He's never going to be booed here.
The loudest boos may come from OKC.
Dude, you're nuts, man. If he came here and it was a Nugget again, he'd get a standing ovation night after night.
You gotta be kidding me.
You think he would get booed if he was a Nugget? Are you nuts? He's the greatest Nugget player of all time.
Yeah, that was then.
Yeah, he's not
going to
get booed. The greatest Nugget player of all time is not going to get booed by the
way
fans.
He left us and
who
how
cares?
He left us high and dry.
Get over it.
For what? What did he leave us for?
Who cares?
A losing organization. He left a winner for a loser.
What are you taking advice from Dan Gilbert? Who cares? By the way, what kind of role do you think he's going to have on any team he plays on?
Oh, he's at best sixth or seventh man.
All right. And what's his contribution going to be?
I don't know. Just hold the ball.
And do what?
That's it. Hold the ball.
Oh, you don't think he's going to score?
He's not a scorer anymore.
You don't think he can put up 16 any night he wants?
16?
Yeah.
We're talking about a guy that used to put up 25 routinely.
I don't care. I'm talking about now.
Yeah, good after being that. You love Carmelo Anthony, the city of Denver.
I love a guy coming second off the bench who's going to put up 16 every time you play him.
We got that guy.
Oh, who's that?
Will Barton. We just gave him a four-year, $52 million.
You'd rather have Will Barton than Carmelo Anthony.
Yes, I would.
Wow. Yeah, okay. All right. You guys are nuts, but fine. Whatever.
Three. Hey, man, your love for him is strictly college-based.
He's the greatest player in Nuggets history.
That's right.
So those two things, yes.
Yeah, but that doesn't... Because you had... You know, your greatest player play for you doesn't mean that he's a beloved member of the community.
He would get standing ovation night after night.
I don't know, man. I don't think so.
You think he'd be booed?
Oh, he's going to be booed in three cities now.
He'd be booed if he was on the other team.
Denver because he left for the wrong reason.
You think he'd be booed in a Nuggets uniform?
New York City because he didn't do the things that he was supposed to do.
Yeah, because he doesn't play for the Knicks.
Okay,
so he gets booed.
He's going to get booed in OKC.
Fine, because he's not going to be on OKC anymore. So what?
He held them hostage,
LeBron
got his money,
Nike,
and toast to the boogie.
You think LeBron James is going to be booed in Miami?
Never, because he brought them a championship. He's not going to be booed in Cleveland either, because he brought them a championship.
You get booed when you leave a team and you go back to your old team.
No, you get booed when you don't deliver. When you don't deliver, you get booed.
You don't want 16 points off the bench.
That's the reason that people
We ran out of music. That's
because
we're talking too long.
The athletes don't deliver.
Okay, got it. No 16 points off the bench. No greatest player of the franchise back here. Gotcha. Who do you want, by the way, for the Nuggets to make things better?
Not him.
So we're going to put not him in the game.
Not Carmelo Anthony. Back in Denver.
Is not him related to Neymar?
He may do some of the same memes.
Hey, put not him in the game. Hey,
we don't want that guy.
Where's not him?
Yeah.
Throw not him in.
If you want to continue this, we can. Because I can tell you this. If we ask the people to call and comment on those words that you just spoke, I think you find out that you will be terribly wrong about what the general consensus is about Carmelo Anthony returning back to Denver.
I'd just be there on opening night with the 19,000 other people on a sold-out opening night.
We're going to be there anyway because the Nuggets are trending up.
What do you want to bet? I bet you the opening night is not sold out. I bet you opening night for the Nuggets is not.
You think Carmelo Anthony's helped sell out the Pepsi Center?
No doubt about it.
On the other side, dude. On the other side.
When we come back, there's something that's going to happen in sports that is awesome. Much better than this conversation. And it should continue for a long time. Details next.
It's The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, D-Mac.
God's plan.
I've been moving kind of
Be careful with this one. By the way, before we get on to the greatest thing in sports ever, have you ever heard of Nextdoor.com?
Nextdoor.com?
Yeah. So it's this thing if you sign up for all your neighbors, like it kind of collects you in your neighborhood, and then your neighborhood can say, hey, I need a guy to help me fix something, or I need babysitting help, or,
kind of like Angie's List?
It's more like kind of a gossip bulletin board for the neighborhood. It's not really necessarily selling things. It's just kind of like, hey, heads up. Stuff.
Tell me about it. What's going on?
I just got this post. Birds are back. Please don't discard any robins that appear to be dead in your yard. They are only drunk and passed out. They are eating the berries that have fermented off my plum tree and become intoxicated. Leave them alone and most likely they wake up and fly off. I just got a post that the robins are drunk and passed out in my neighbor's lawn. Have you ever heard anything like this?
I have heard of something similar to this, but not
birds
with robins.
The birds are hammered and just need to sleep it off.
Berries.
Yeah, just don't throw them in the trash because they're really just, passed out. They're hammered. That can't be true, right?
Of course.
The birds are just drunk?
Yeah. Fruit ferments? I mean, come on. How do you think you get the wine?
So how much does it take to get a bird drunk?
I have no idea. Someone with a bird brain would know.
Right.
I couldn't help it.
So apparently in my neighborhood. By the way, I spent a good chunk of the morning picking up shrapnel from my front lawn.
Oh, I thought you said your neighbor picked it all up.
Yeah, no. I actually started collecting it. I got a little baggie.
Kind of like your confetti?
Yeah, this is what I have in my baggie. I have shrapnel from World War II that happened in my front yard and a few robins that just need to sleep it off. You know what, Al? All right. Anyways, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson have the greatest idea in the world. Depending on where the $10 million come from their winner-take-all match. Now, for me to really be into this thing, it would really, really, really help to know it's their $10 million.
Okay, fine. Long as the sponsors reimburse them.
No, I need to know.
So wait a minute. They're going to play against each other for $10 million for free on television? Come on, man. When does that make sense?
That's a good point. So what's the difference, right? Here's what I want. I at least want the idea that Tiger and Phil both went down to Chase Bank, took out $10 million each in cash, and plopped it on a table. Like, I want to see $20 million, Alfred, in cash, kind of like the World Series of Poker, when they put all the money for the final table when it's heads up. Because what has happened is there's going to be a one-on-one challenge between Tiger and Phil Mickelson for $10 million. I just need to know it's their. It's at least I believe that it's their money.
It's not going to be.
I need to see the cash dumped out from a bag onto a table, and it's $20 million with like armed security guards around it, and go play for the money. And at the end of it, I want to see the winner scoop up the $10 million and ride off into the sunset. Now, if they do that, if they don't do that, or I feel like it's BS. Or, if they don't play it the right way, then I'm not going to be as interested. But on the surface, it looks awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the poker did have an event like this. It was a $1 million buy-in for the One Drop Foundation, which got over $1 million for hosting it.
Well, how about
this? $4 million. But here's what I will tell you, okay? This is. I don't want to see it now. Now it's too late. Let me say something.
Not. That's ridiculous. Listen, this man, could go on for years and years.
10 years ago, I'm going to tell you this. 10 years ago, Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods didn't need the PGA. They could have did their own pro golf association that was not called the PGA and gotten all the sponsorship dollars that they needed.
Hey, listen, you don't have to watch. Millions will.
Oh, I'm just telling you. I mean, but it almost,
here's what I know for
certain. It's too late.
Carmelo Anthony will get a standing ovation, and this will be the highest rated golf event of the year. It's definitely not too late. Not only is it not too late, but they can do this for years and years and years to come, and they can mix in other players. It's a great idea. Because golf right now is unbearably boring.
I guess if you put Tiger Woods in any kind of context and a head-to-head against anybody, then it's watchable because he's yes. the greatest golfer of our generation.
But he does need to go against somebody that matters, and Phil matters.
Phil matters, but so does Rory McIlroy.
Not as much as Phil.
How about Jordan Spieth?
Not as much as Phil. There's a natural tension between Phil and Tiger.
Dustin Johnson.
Here's what's great about Phil Mickelson. He never, ever was in awe of Tiger Woods. Ever.
Yeah, but he didn't rise to the occasion either.
He's won multiple Masters. Yeah, he's won championships.
But I mean, he didn't rise to the occasion of being at the same level of Tiger Woods.
Everybody else was so deferential to Tiger, but Phil never was. Everybody
what
else
are
was
you talking about.
Everybody else was kissing Tiger's butt. Phil never did.
Dude, I don't think anybody was really kissing his butt except the sponsors and the TV people.
Oh
you
my
think
God!
Other pro golfers were.
There's no doubt about it.
I don't believe that.
Well, I do.
As a competitor, I can't believe that.
Yeah. So Phil has Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer never were intimidated by each other. And neither was Gary Player with them either.
You think Dustin Johnson is intimidated by Tiger Woods?
He probably was at some point in his career, yes. Probably, yes.
You think Jordan Spieth is intimidated?
At some point in his career, probably yes.
No, probably not because...
Not now. He's not intimidating now. Tiger's the 67th best player in the world.
When he became a great golfer, Tiger was going through his...
Listen, dude, you can say whatever you want. Nobody cares about anybody else except Phil and Tiger.
Tiger's not an intimidating force anymore in golf?
Okay. Agreed.
So all he is a draw. So Tiger Woods is like the carnival in town.
You can be Mr. Negative
on everything
today. I'm
just telling you, Tiger Woods is the carnival in town. He's not the greatest golfer in the world anymore.
This will be the highest rated golfing event of the year.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
And it's going to, if they should do more like this.
Who is they? The PGA doesn't want this.
No, not the PGA. The individual golfers.
They never
love this.
Tiger Woods never needed the PGA. After he dominated... I'm telling you, after he dominated, he could have left the PGA.
So that's right.
And been
so
just as popular.
What's great about this is that...
And his tournaments would have been the most sold-out tournaments, and people would have came and watched him play.
Yes. So you should embrace this, because it's the players dictating their future, just like in the NBA.
You know what? I really do like that.
About the PGA. We're going to do it. You know what? We're going to get together and play on the same basketball team. We're going to do it. We're going to do it ourselves. I think it's fantastic because it's really what people want to watch. And golf right now is awful. Awful. Who won the Masters?
The Masters.
Exactly. Football 4 is coming up next.